Mark, with all the snow we've experienced the last couple of days, I bet a lot of people who work downtown wish they lived downtown.
Hey, come on now, Livy. It's a great thing. People always laugh at me, but I say I don't shovel the snow. So I get to watch it out my windows, which is good.
But a lot more people are going to be moving downtown, too, because the couture is going to start with people moving in April. And you found out how much apartments cost there. Now, let's start at the top. How much is it going to cost to rent that penthouse?
So you're asking probably for yourself, right? So for the one you and your husband are going to rent, it's about $12,000 a month for the top.
Goodness.
And there's actually a couple of them. You can have two of them. You can have one for you and then maybe one for your son, what do you think? Or maybe one for a friend. You know, I know you, Libby, and I know how generous you are, but there are upwards of $12,000 a month, about $11,800 a month for two of them, which are some of the highest prices we've ever seen in the downtown. There is one in the Third Ward, if you remember, that was about $12,000 or more that rented per month, but it was just one. So this is at a very high level. It's something we're not very used to in Milwaukee, but, you know, we're going to see here. We're going to probably see in the Hines Project. But then again, you just go to the building itself in terms of the couture. If you want to live on the fifth floor, let's say, in about a 600 or so square foot unit, you can probably rent that for about $1,800 or so a month.
But that one wouldn't be facing the lake. That would be facing
That would be facing
city.
West. That would Well, you'd be looking at an office structure or some sort of like that, no doubt about it. So, and I know you always want the best, so you want to face the lake. So I'm going to call them over there today. I understand that. So, no, this is really going to change the market. You have this project. You have the Hines Project, as I said, on the high end. And with all the apartments that are being built, there's just a lot of supply out there. So it'll be interesting to see who ends up renting these. Are they all from Milwaukee? Are they coming up from Chicago? What's going on with this? Because it is a very active market now. And as I've been saying all along, some of the older units in town are going to have to upgrade because to compete in the current market or to compete in the market next year is going to be very hard.
Well, the amenities in the couture are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got
what,
sort of a rooftop swimming pool with a deck.
Well, I wouldn't call it a rooftop. It's on the third or fourth floor. You're not going to be up on the 41st floor. But yeah, I mean, they have exercise room. They have restaurants. You have an amazing view of the lake. It is going to be the spot in Milwaukee. I mean, the question is, who's going to rent them at that level? It's a smaller pool, and will we see money come up from Chicago to do that? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch. With that one and the Hines Project, the Hines Project's also on the water, right on Water Street there, right overlooking the river there. If you want to live on the high end of Milwaukee, and I know you do, there are going to be some great options for you.
Let's talk about the Northridge Mall, because finally, there's been a big step to demolish it. When do you think it's going to be torn down?
Yeah, there is hope for June of this year. There is some hope now. This thing is slowly moving ahead, kind of as I've been saying all along. We could finally see some action, rip it down, hopefully have it redeveloped sometime this year or next. We'll have to see who comes forward for that project. Let's see, the city really wants it to happen. You know, I think people are just had enough with the fires out there, with the security issues out there, really want to see something happen. I think we're getting closer. This is the closest we've ever been to having that mall knocked down in 20 years. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. 20 years before that happened. So I think you'll see something this year. I hope to see some sort of redevelopment out there. I know the mayor and others really want this to happen.
Another thing that I think people are looking forward to is the Baird Center expansion.
Yeah.
Now, that's almost $456 million.
Almost as much as an apartment in the couture, right? Oh, never mind. Sorry, wrong story.
When are they going to do this?
It is on schedule to be completed, substantially completed in March, early April. They're planning a huge opening event on the 16th of May. So for those of you who have seen it, it is an amazing addition when you think of what was there before, and that was an open lot. So to have that scouring area, and it's going to be a fourth floor ballroom and then an overlook onto the street with a city view. Just a beautiful addition to the city. Open plenty of time for the RNC, opening for some events happening yet in 24. So it's a great addition to the city. And the most important thing is that it's on schedule and on budget. So this is going to be a huge thing in 24 as you look to the future of the city to have that convention center expand.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, when people start coming to town this summer for the RNC, I think they're going to be blown away when they see what's happening downtown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be inside it a couple times to see the work. It's amazing. It's an amazing change. And you look at what else has happened right by there. I mean, as you and I have talked about Wisconsin Avenue, with the food hall, with what's gone on at the Avenue, with the new Kohl's store, with the MSO project, with Milwaukee Tool, with Rexnord, everything that's happening in that area, it has become, as I've said, the hot area of the city. You add in this expansion project and what it means not only to the city, but the future of our economy as people come to our city and spend more money, it is a huge step forward.
And of course, that means more eyes on Milwaukee. And in March, Top Chef is going to debut their Milwaukee season.
Yeah, your favorite
Bravo
story. I always want to talk about it because I know how much you love it.
Tell me about this restaurant that's seen a big jump in business since Top Chef was in town.
Three Brothers. I've not had the honor yet of eating there, but I've heard from others who've ate there who love it. And since a number of the judges ate there and, of course, put it on Twitter, put it on Instagram, put it on Facebook, talked about it, the restaurant, which always was very well known, is now even more well known and is getting just lots of people there. It's packed every night, and a big part of it is what they attribute to Top Chef. And this is what the city planners had hoped for when this show came here. It hasn't even aired yet, and you're already seeing some spinoff effect. So I think the hope is, and I think it's already showing, that come March and April and May, when the show is on the air and it's showcasing Milwaukee, it's showcasing our restaurants, it's showcasing our lakefront, all those restaurants are going to see a great boost. Maybe if you're watching the show in Atlanta, you're watching a show in Austin, you're watching a show in LA, you're like, man, I need to check out Milwaukee. I need to try some of these restaurants. So I think there's going to be a lot of restaurants who are going to see a nice increase from this. And it's just great for the city. It's great for the exposure to have these well-known people who love food eating in these restaurants, saying great things about our restaurants. It's a win-win. I know you're going to be watching every show, and you and I are going to probably be analyzing every show because it's going to be so much fun.
Can't wait. Finally, this week, the Milwaukee Business Journal released its 40 Under 40 winners for 2024. Yeah. And I'm so happy to say I know one of them personally.
Oh, yeah.
It is Melanie Ricks from our sister station, The Truth. And certainly she deserves that honor, as do the other 39 on that list.
Yeah, this is a fun thing we do every year. It's our 31st year of this. And every year there's 300 more nominations. It's a lot of hard choices. But in the end, I think this is one of the most important things we as newspaper do, is we honor our up-and-coming leaders. I think it's so important to recognize them. As you know, as we've seen some of our older leaders grow older and unfortunately pass away, you need new leadership. And what we're holding up here are examples. And they're in all industries, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the arts, whether it's real estate, and they live in all areas of the region, whether it's Milwaukee, out in Kenosha. It's just showing these examples. And the thing that I'm amazed with every year, Libby, is how many. I could pick 80, but I can't because the name of the program is 40 Under 40, so I can only pick 40. There are a lot of great leaders up and coming in our city, and it just grows every year. Melanie Ricks, who's doing a fantastic job both for The Truth and for the Bucks. Others who are leading real estate companies. There's one individual who's working on research out the medical college who are saving lives. I mean, I can't think what I was doing before 40. I wasn't saving lives, that's for sure. So there are a lot of people doing great things in our region. I just love this list every year because it really shines a spotlight on them. And it's cool for me to look back. And we do a Hall of Fame now, Libby. I don't know if you know that, where we honor four individuals a year who are over 40, of course, now, who've gone on to great things. They've become the big names for our city. So to me, you have to look at this program to see who the future leaders are and to see that we're in really good hands.
Again, it's a great program, and congratulations to all those people who are honored. Mark Cass, always great to have you here.
All right. You guys have a great week.